Watch, may God bless you. World War II veteran celebrating 108th birthday gets 122k reactions, 43k comments. By Amy Furr on December 15, 2024. A man believed to be the oldest World War II veteran in Florida will celebrate a milestone on Tuesday, and reactions to the news have exploded online. Chief Petty Officer William Bill Monford is getting ready to celebrate his 108th birthday at his home at a care center in Clearwater, 11 Alive reported Wednesday. A few years ago, his nurse, Lisa Weaver, decided to ask people to send cards addressed to Bill Monford at 3260 McMullen Booth Road, Clearwater, Florida, 33761, to honor his life. Now, he hopes to receive more cards to celebrate his milestone birthday, according to WFLA journalist Jennifer Lee's recent social media post. When 11 Alive posted its report about Monford's birthday, it got huge reactions from internet users. As of Sunday afternoon, the story had received 122,000 reactions, more than 43,000 comments, and more than 4,000 shares. Despite his age, Monford, who was among the first radio men to receive Pearl Harbor attack calls, said recently, "I don't feel old. People ask me all the time and I tell them, maybe 50. According to 11 Alive, Bill enlisted in the Navy when he was barely 19 years old. He survived kamikaze attacks and was among the first to respond to the Pearl Harbor attack, as his destroyer was just off the coast of Hawaii. "I was 2 days out. I left Pearl Harbor on Friday and it was bombed on Sunday," he said. "We shot down a lot of airplanes," Monford recalled. "A lot of people over the years have asked me if I was ever scared, and I say, I don't know, maybe I was, but I had a job to do and I did it." Social media users were quick to offer him their well wishes for his big day. One person writing, "Happy birthday, sir, may God bless you with many, many more. Happy birthday and thank you for your service. You are very much appreciated." Another user stated, "Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., also wished Monford a happy birthday. Thank you for your service to our country. The state of Florida celebrates and honors you," he wrote.